אנגלית, שאלון ה', מולאי, גרסה א', חורף תשס"ו, 2006.
Part 2, Access to Information from Spoken Text.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד חורף תשס"ו, 2006, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או הווקמן בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program Food for Thought. With us in the studio today is Alice Holton, journalist and author of the book A Short History of Fast Food. Hello, Alice.
Hello.
Alice, this is your third book on food and nutrition, but you've never written about fast food before. Why did you decide to write about this subject?
Well, my job as a journalist takes me all over the world. Wherever I go, even in faraway cities or villages, I almost always find at least one fast food restaurant selling hamburgers or pizzas or whatever. The tremendous popularity of fast food aroused my curiosity, and I began to do some research on the subject. That's how this book was born.
I see. So let's start with my favorite fast food, hamburgers. What can you tell us about them?
Well, I'd like to begin by telling you who invented hamburgers, but unfortunately I can't. No one really knows for sure who first made them. What we do know is that the name comes from the city of Hamburg in Germany, and that the recipe was brought to the USA by German immigrants.
And when did selling hamburgers become big business?
In the 1920s. The first restaurant to sell hamburgers opened its doors in the state of Kansas in 1921. It was called White Castle. Apparently, their small round hamburgers were delicious, and they sold for only 5 cents each, which was cheap even then. They became so popular that more and more White Castle restaurants opened across the USA. In fact, White Castle became the first chain of fast food restaurants in the world. In the 1950s, competitors opened restaurants all over the country, and many became hugely successful. But all these chains should really thank White Castle, because its founders established the principles of standardization, which you see in all fast food restaurants today.
What do you mean by standardization?
Well, think, for example, of the hamburgers sold in a certain restaurant chain. They all look and taste the same, and they're always exactly the same size. Back in the kitchen, there are strict rules about how much meat to put in each one, how long to cook it, and so on. These rules are the same whether you're making hamburgers in New York, Rio de Janeiro, or Istanbul.
And in your opinion, this standardization is the key to the success of fast food chains?
Yes, it is. You see, customers know exactly what to expect. If they enjoy the food at one restaurant, they know they can get the same meal at any other restaurant in the same chain. And standardization also makes it easier to control the preparation and the quality of the food. So there are benefits both for the customers and for the company.
Yes, I can see that. And that brings me to my last question. How do people choose one chain over another? After all, they all seem to offer more or less the same food.
The answer lies in advertising, of course. Companies spend enormous sums of money on TV and radio commercials trying to convince consumers that their food is the cheapest, or the tastiest, or the healthiest. And many fast food chains try to attract children by giving away toys or by building special play areas at their restaurants.
Well, it certainly seems to be working for them. Thank you, Alice Holton, and to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program Food for Thought. With us in the studio today is Alice Holton, journalist and author of the book A Short History of Fast Food. Hello, Alice.
Hello.
Alice, this is your third book on food and nutrition, but you've never written about fast food before. Why did you decide to write about this subject?
Well, my job as a journalist takes me all over the world. Wherever I go, even in faraway cities or villages, I almost always find at least one fast food restaurant selling hamburgers or pizzas or whatever. The tremendous popularity of fast food aroused my curiosity, and I began to do some research on the subject. That's how this book was born.
I see. So let's start with my favorite fast food, hamburgers. What can you tell us about them?
Well, I'd like to begin by telling you who invented hamburgers, but unfortunately, I can't. No one really knows for sure who first made them. What we do know is that the name comes from the city of Hamburg in Germany, and that the recipe was brought to the USA by German immigrants.
And when did selling hamburgers become big business?
In the 1920s. The first restaurant to sell hamburgers opened its doors in the state of Kansas in 1921. It was called White Castle. Apparently, their small, round hamburgers were delicious, and they sold for only 5 cents each, which was cheap even then. They became so popular that more and more White Castle restaurants opened across the USA. In fact, White Castle became the first chain of fast food restaurants in the world. In the 1950s, competitors opened restaurants all over the country, and many became hugely successful. But all these chains should really thank White Castle, because its founders established the principles of standardization, which you see in all fast food restaurants today.
What do you mean by standardization?
Well, think, for example, of the hamburgers sold in a certain restaurant chain. They all look and taste the same, and they're always exactly the same size. Back in the kitchen, there are strict rules about how much meat to put in each one, how long to cook it, and so on. These rules are the same whether you're making hamburgers in New York, Rio de Janeiro, or Istanbul.
And in your opinion, this standardization is the key to the success of fast food chains.
Yes, it is. You see, customers know exactly what to expect. If they enjoy the food at one restaurant, they know they can get the same meal at any other restaurant in the same chain. And standardization also makes it easier to control the preparation and quality of the food. So there are benefits both for the customers and for the company.
Yes, I can see that. And that brings me to my last question. How do people choose one chain over another? After all, they all seem to offer more or less the same food.
The answer lies in advertising, of course. Companies spend enormous sums of money on TV and radio commercials trying to convince consumers that their food is the cheapest, or the tastiest, or the healthiest. And many fast food chains try to attract children by giving away toys or by building special play areas at their restaurants.
Well, it certainly seems to be working for them. Thank you, Alice Holton.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית ובבחינות הבגרות כולן. שלום.
Answer questions 7 to 11 according to the broadcast. In questions 8, 9, and 11, follow the instructions. In the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer. A short history of fast food. 7. Alice mentions her travels in order to explain 1. How she became a journalist. 2. Why she likes hamburgers. 3. Why her books are so popular. 4. How she got interested in fast food. 8. According to Alice, what is not known about hamburgers? 9. What are we told about the White Castle fast food chain? Put an X by the two correct answers. 1. How it got its name. 2. Who founded it. 3. Why it became successful. 4. How many restaurants it has. 5. What kind of meat it uses. 6. How it influenced other fast food chains. 10. What does Alice explain about standardization? 1. Why its rules keep changing. 2. How it affects prices. 3. What its advantages are. 4. Why it causes problems. 11. Complete the sentence. In her last answer, Alice explains how fast food chains...
בהצלחה.